You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of the new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. Greg, I have to say that I initiated a fictitious short with you this morning on the opening, and I went short of Sasol at 298 rand and 18 cents, ex of commission. It went down to 294, and I thought, this is it. I'm making myself famous. But unfortunately for me, but fantastic for the JSE, the share price went shooting up after that. Tell me about Sasol, please.
Yes, finishing the day just shy of, let's call it, just as good as 10% up for the day, 306 Rand. You were quite right. Initially at 298, I thought you were right. And then also we had a bit of weakening in the Rand. That's changed. But the Brent crude oil price has been very solid and trading at the moment at 67.50. So that brought some strong buying in. Certainly once the US opened, there was some buying of Sasol. It did big volume today, about 1.7 billion rands worth of shares trading in Sasol.
Very good.
So very, very big there, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good news, actually. I mean, a share like Sasol needs to be a focal point of the JSE, and hopefully one day ExxonMobil or somebody doesn't buy it out and it gets delisted or gets a secondary listing or something like SA Breweries. But let's not talk about that. Let's have a look at the spot prices to give us some contextualization to what we're going to speak about later on, because it has been an amazing day and preceded by an amazing weekend with the oil situation. The dollar rand is 14.60. It was 14.70 at one stage. The British pound against the rand is 18.14. The euro rand is 16.07. And the euro dollar, 109.95. It's broken 110. So that's the dollar getting stronger, the euro getting weaker. And this is a big move because it's 0.7%. And although that doesn't sound like much, when it's such a massive market, it has vast implications for every single asset class, Greg. Well, let's have a look at the commodities prices. The gold price, I'm a little bit disappointed in the gold price, despite the fact it's at $14 at 15.02 and a bit. It should be $30, $40 higher, in my opinion, which tells me that maybe we should lose our love affair with it. But anyway, the platinum price is down 17 to 9.32, and the palladium price, Greg, is what?
Yeah, it's the back $6, still above 1600, 1602, call it.
Okay, let's call it that. And the Brent crude oil price, I've got $65.85, a move of $5.38 to the upside, and that means a 9% increase. Have you got the latest, please?
Yeah, a little tick higher than that. At $67.49, it's about $7.30 higher.
Okay, the overseas stock markets, well, this morning they were looking pretty soggy, but I've got the Dow Jones only down 100 points at the moment, the S&P down around about 0.2%, the Nasdaq down also 0.2%, so a very muted reaction to what could be something quite nasty in the Middle East.
Yes, I mean, it's such a complex story because we don't really have a lot of, you know, we have the facts. The number that's been put out is a 5% drop in the global oil supply. But who's behind all of this? It's a little bit of a mystery. We need to put Austin Powers onto the job.
Or Clarence Delgado, yeah, one of the two. Greg, let's have a look at other matters now. Stock Exchange News Service. We spoke about Afrox this morning, so let's see how Afrox traded today. Because although it's not exactly the most glamorous stock, it's still an old-school member of the JSE Securities Exchange, the old JSE, and it needs to be reported upon. What happened to Afrox today after its results?
Had a decent day. You couldn't actually not picked a better day to put out numbers, really, because the market was quite buoyant. We'll get to that later. But the share price of Afrox up 4.9%, 20 Rand 72. When we were chatting in the opening with Nick, it had hardly moved. But I think as the day wore on, people looked through those numbers and increase in dividend we spoke about this morning, a nice growth in headline earnings of 7%. And I think perhaps the share had been knocked down a little bit, so bringing some buyers back into the account. And as you say, old school stock, it's been listed on the JSE, since David Shapiro joined the market.
Really, just like 120 years ago. Fantastic. The Rhodes Food Group Holdings Limited came out with a trading update at 8.54 this morning, the share price falling by, I think, around about 0.5%.
Yeah, I mean, it finished today at 16 Rand 88. I was looking at the trade. In fact, just going into the closing auction, it was trading at 17 Rand 40, which would have been a nice uptick on the results. Somebody sold 1,100 shares down to 16.88. So all the good work for the day was knocked back. If I was a fellow at the JSC, I'd get my spectacles out and have a closer look at that one. Seems a little bit malicious.
Okay, and nothing malicious about Quantum Foods Holdings Limited. They came out with a trading statement at 11 o'clock this morning, the share price closing up nearly 6%. Do we know this one?
Yes, sort of in the chickens and eggs business. I'm not sure which one came first there. A good trading statement. I see it was trading, and again, a story. You said it was trading at 380 most of the day. It did trade mid-afternoon at 4 Rand, and it held on to those gains. Finished today 385 to 4. As you say, it's 5.8% up. Value of trade, just about half a million Rand, which seems to be the norm for these small caps. It's got a market cap of 800 million. It's always been one with a lot of potential, but possibly always a sort of buyer target. They seem to be in the right space. It's one that I used to watch closely, but kind of fallen off the radar a bit.
Process came out with an announcement at 12:15 today. Process NV, results of elections, substantial shareholdings and directors' interests, down 1.1%. Is that just bookkeeping, that announcement?
Yes, it's just an admin thing, really, because when the people were holding NASPAS shares, they had the various options on how they wanted it. Did they want to take more Process and less NASPAS and so on? So we would not have been aware of these details until this morning because the JSC's PDA system is a little bit archaic. If you were holding NASPAS in an equity, you would have only seen the Process in your accounts today, which is, you know, a little slower than ideal. Not sure that we put up with that in the U.S. But they're just more or less giving us a picture of how many people took the Process versus the NASPAS. NASPAS was quite strong today. Seems to be, I've got clients who were in both of the, well, were in NASPAS and they have got both. And so whatever you lose on the Process, you seem to make back on the NASPAS.
Swings and roundabouts, in other words.
Yes. But I mean, overall, the NASPAS has probably been an excellent hold for the year so far. If you think you've had the multi-choice unbundling and now this split and Process, I think it's been a good year so far for NASPAS shareholders, but a little bit hard to figure out at this point.
Okay, so let me test your patience now if I can, Greg. I mean, you know Choppies. Choppies Enterprises Limited, renewal of cautionary announcement. Choppies, it's a shop,
stock,
right?
Yeah, this stock got suspended some months back. It was sort of a little accounting scandal, not on the Steinhoff sort of scale, but still not a good thing. And so the share has been suspended for quite some time. And they're trying to sort of unravel the mess, really. And so to keep on renewing these cautionaries, but there's been no trade in the counter for some months now. It actually did pay a dividend in 2017 in October. So it must be getting close to a results time, but what a tangled web, I think, is in this case, yeah.
Yes, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. And I'm going to try and deceive you now, because at 15:21 today, Alviva Holdings Limited came out with their results. Alviva.
I am a bit tangled, yeah.
Okay, we'll just unravel your web. Alviva, the code is AVV.
Let's have a look if I can figure something here. Yes, it did, as you say, put out results at 20 past 3. Share price up nicely, up 4.7%. Reasonable volume traded as well, 175,000 shares. That's 3 million Rand. Market cap of 2.3 million. Revenue at 15.9 billion, up 17%. EPS at 297, up 9%. Gross dividend per share of 30 cents, up 11%. So all around a good set of numbers.
What does it do?
I don't have a cooking clue.
No, okay, let's have a look at this thing. We need to know, because, I mean, if it's doing
the
that sort of volume...
Overview.
The group has endured a difficult trading period over the last financial year. The vast majority of its operations are exposed to the South African economy, and so...
Oh, really?
If you'll let me finish. And so, given that there has been little or no growth in South Africa during this period, it would be of no surprise to advise shareholders that this has been a challenging operating environment. Notwithstanding, the investments made into new businesses have helped increase revenue, and Alviva's existing businesses have produced a resilient performance to allow the group to maintain its returns to shareholders. Doesn't say what it does, though.
I think it's an IT business, yeah, but it sounds like sort of almost an investment vehicle. I'll have to get my trusty handbook out here.
Go on then, you do that while I'm just scrolling down here. The gross local dividend amount is 30 cents per ordinary
share. Here we go. Alviva Holdings is one of Africa's largest providers of information and communication technology products and services. Through its subsidiaries, the group offers hardware and software products, implementation solutions, and maintenance services together with structured finance solutions. Wow, how innovative. Number of employees, 1,648.
Very good.
Peace is the CEO. I'm sure it's not the rugby player. Shareholders are RBC Investment Trust. It's got 21%. 361 Asset Management. Solid little business. They've got 10%. And Pinnacle Technology Holdings. I think that that's the relationship there. Also in IT. They've got 6.58% of the company.
Good luck to both of those companies you've just mentioned. Another company that came out with results today, the short form announcement, audited results for the 6 months ended 30th of June. KDEV, you do know these ones, don't you?
I do, really. I think we did speak about it last week because it had the trading statement. The share didn't trade today. The previous trade was 86. Buyers at 29, sellers at 89. So there's quite a big gap between us, sort of almost in the hardware and cupboards kind of business, I think.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what it does now. It says
wood-based panels.
Greg? KDEV comprises a group of businesses involved in the distribution of wood-based panels and packaging consumables and machinery. Wood-based panels are manufactured through the compression of wood waste into solid panels. These panels have a variety of applications in the construction, furniture, manufacturing, and shop fitting industries. Packaging consumables and machinery are products and machines which cater for a wide variety of packaging requirements in the industrial, agricultural, and commercial sectors. It's like a big, a giant carpentry shop.
Yes, I suppose somebody has to do it, and I suppose kitchen cupboards and that kind of thing. I'm just looking at the net asset value per share attributable to ordinary shareholders increased by 3%. From 125 cents on the 30th of June 18 to 130, but I mean the shares offered at 89, so the market is not really buying that NAV story.
Okay, there's one other one before we get to the real market, and this
is better be a good one.
It's a really good one. It begins with P, ends in Y. It's called Pembury Lifestyle Group Limited. Pembury Lifestyle Group Limited, renewal of cautionary announcement.
You got me again.
PEM.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of old age homes, eh? You better cut that out.
I'll give them a call tomorrow, actually. But the Pembury Lifestyle Group Limited has renewed a cautionary announcement. Someone has just died, so there's a spare bed. Could you just have a look at the share price history, please? I think it's trading at 8 cents per share.
See, the stock had fairly light volume today, 95,000 shares trading at 8 cents. Quite a small company, market cap of 32 million. You wonder what it inspired a listing like this, really. They call it Pembury Lifestyle, but it's mostly senior retirement homes, that line of business.
Oh, yeah. As we have an aging population, I mean, let's not be nasty about it. They could be in business, but yes, you've never heard of it before.
I actually have, because I know one of their properties, and it's on my route down to the Wanderers where I do my run.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the name Pembury there, but yeah, that's as close as I've ever come to doing any business with it.
Okay, let's have a look at the most viewed shares on the JSE today. What have you got? I mean, obviously number one is Sasol, Greg.
Yes, it's very much an oil story today. Sasol, as we spoke earlier, up nearly 10%, 306. That's the best level we've seen for some time. Steinhoff on that list again. Naspers, that's been strong today, up nearly 2%. And then Sibanye actually was up over 17 rand mid-morning when there were a couple of gold bulls. Just too quick to pull triggers here, but finished the day down 0.5% at 16 Rand 51. So again, the market not being fooled by this oil bull run. It's not pulling any gold bulls into the market for sure.
On the upside today, we've had Sasol up nearly 10%, 306 Rand per share. Fantastic news, because it was close to 250 not 3 weeks ago. Assor up 7.9%. This puzzles me. Something's going on with Assor, and I can't work out what it is. Is it the iron ore price? I don't know. Is it the rand? Probably not.
I was looking at the trade, because it was trading at 301.85 going into the auction, and then jumped to 303.17 on 8,500 shares. That is 2.5 million rand. but it looks like somebody gave it a bump up in the closing auction.
Aspen, 9999. Call the police. Aspen's about to get into three figures. 100 rand a share probably tomorrow, right on the opening. The MC Group up 5.5%. Somebody's renewed their subscription. Nidcore up 5.3%. Tell me about Nidcore. Why is Nidcore up 5.3%? I mean, it's a bank, for goodness sake. There are 104 banks in South Africa now.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, this for comparison purposes, I mean, the banks were strong today. They were up 3.6%, the banking index. It just felt like today that there was just big money flowing into banks and financials. And I always say you should ask me my most frequently asked question, and today, why is the market so strong? And the only explanation I've been giving people, it does seem as though people are underweight Naspers. There's going to be some sort of rebalancing. Well, I think so. The SA funds are going to have to increase their stake in Naspers. And what tends to happen is when Naspers goes, it seems to lift the rest of the market because it's still got that heavy weighting in the index. But it's tough to explain this move in Nedbank today. It's extraordinary.
Yes, it really is. Greg, let's have a look at the downside. Give us the worst five performers of the major stocks, please.
Yeah, you know, that into prop. I mean, that's sort of last week it was a couple of times on the major moves up, given up 4.5%, 7.79. Hammerson's again in the same space, down 2.5%. Anglo American was down 2%. Maybe that's the rand. African Rainbow Minerals down 1.9%. Richemont's, not one we speak often enough about, down nearly 2%, 116.57 rand.
Do you buy luxury goods occasionally, watches and that sort of thing?
Not really my thing, because if the ones which I want to buy start at 100,000 rand, I just can't. Especially living in Joburg, you can't walk around with that on your wrist.
Oh, so it's watches you like, yeah?
Yes, so far the closest I've got is I've got a friend that's a regular visitor to China, and he brings me back very, very good copies, which cost $100 each.
Very good. Greg, the closing JSE prices, please, the indices.
The indices, let's have a look. Yeah, this will make everybody smile. Banks up 3.6%, financials up 2.85%, industrials up 1.84%, retailers up 2.23%, gold index up 0.75%, but off its best levels. Platts up 1.33%, resources up 0.46%. That left the oil share 1.28%, nearly 1.33% better. Up 730 points, 57,854.
Okay, and Greg, what have you dug up today, apart from obviously the mainstream stuff that we've been talking about? There's stuff under the digger radar. What have you dug up?
Yeah, and I think just to go back to those major moves up today, that move in multi-choice of up 5.7%, 124.46. Very interesting. And is one that I get a sort of a report every morning of the top five or so shares which the foreigners are buying and selling. And for a long while, they'd stopped buying multi-choice. But I see Friday and today, they've come back quite aggressively. So some foreign investment looking at multi-choice again, and it's back on their radar. And they're obviously seeing something which local investors don't see. We're all a little bit bearish, tired of our DSTV decoders. Steve Hoffmeyer is crushing up his dish on the roof and all of that. But for the foreign investors, they're loving the multi-choice story.
Yeah, it's come from where to where, because this is something that was below 100 rand a share, went up into the 140s and now come back again. This is one of those things that, you know, it's like a Marmite stock. You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah, it's very much quite divisive. You come out bullish on multi-choice on any of these chat groups, get your head bitten off. But quite right, the first couple of days, the thought was, if you held Naspers, you were given a multi-choice in an unbundling with foreign investors, only bought Naspers for the 10 cent. Why would they want this? And we all thought it's a sell, and it traded well below 98 rand. Then it had quite a sharp move up over those couple of months, spent a lot of time north of 135. And then the last 2 weeks, it suddenly had to pull back into the teens of 118.30 a week ago. And then the last 2 days pushed on decent volume back into the 124. It's finished 124.60. I think I didn't give you the volume for the day. I'm just looking at that number. That's quite eye-popping. 35 billion rands worth of trade through the JSE.
Why?
I think it's a combination of various factors. But, I mean, if I just go and rattle through the most active, it's obviously Naspers on top. you've got your Prosus, your Sasol, your First Range, your Standard Bank. All of these stocks trading in really, really big volume. It's amazing. And as you're saying, the overseas developed markets aren't looking as strong. They're down at the moment, down 100. So somebody had a massive buy order for South Africa this morning, and we welcomed them aboard.
Very good indeed. My quote for the day again comes from a Western. The Western is called the Outlaw Josie Wales. And given what you've just said, perhaps this is quite appropriate, because the chap who's the bounty hunter looking for Josie Wales says the following to the senator who is in his entourage, if you like. He says to the senator, "Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining."
I've got to write all these down. I've got to use them on the clients.
No, you can do. Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.